877-304-8723.
Total. Operation Fisher House, our new total, $254,548. Make your donation right now. 888-294-8560. Online at WMAL.com. The news is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. By a razor-thin 51-49 vote, the Senate passed the tax bill early this morning, scoring a big win for Republicans and President Trump's legislative agenda. Democrats stayed united in their opposition.
When the bill was finally put on paper, Democrat John Tester, from a state Donald Trump won easily, Montana, made a video in his office to highlight how changes have been scribbled into margins.
Here's the bill as it's written. Here's the modifications that are in it. I can read one word. It's called add this language. Can you tell me what that word is? This is unbelievable.
Republicans like Marco Rubio said very little.
This isn't perfect, but it's better than what we have now.
Democrats had walked off the floor after the final vote, read by Vice President Pence.
The yeas are 51, and the nays are 49. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
The bill now heads to conference committee to hammer out differences between the House and Senate versions. A fourth man's been arrested in the case of two soon-to-be high school graduates that were murdered in Germantown back in June. 17-year-old Shadi Najjar and 18-year-old Artem Zibarov were found dead inside a car there. Three men were arrested 2 weeks later. Now Montgomery County Police have arrested a fourth, 25-year-old Ronnie Alexander Galicia. He's been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Police say his DNA was found at the scene. They've described the murders as revenge for an earlier drug robbery. Catherine Hoggle will continue to stay at a psychiatric hospital after again being found incompetent to stand trial in the murder of her two children, Sarah and Jacob, in 2014.
Montgomery County State's Attorney spokesperson Ramon Korianoff.
They are to do an annual review of Ms. Hoggle's competency.
Hoggle's attorney, David Felsen, could not say whether Hoggle is taking medication for her schizophrenia. He did say, though, in general, if someone committed at Perkins refuses any treatment,
there are steps that can be taken in order to force them to comply. We've never heard that in this case.
At Montgomery County Circuit Court, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The D.C. region could use some good news about the transportation infrastructure here, and we got it now. Thanks to an agreement hammered out between the district, Virginia, and the federal government, $227 million has been approved to repair the Arlington Memorial Bridge. Federal officials say they'll be saving some money by doing repairs in one phase instead of two. They expect work to be done by 2021. The bridge will be staying open during construction, at least three lanes, they say. Officials earlier had said the structurally deficient bridge would need to close by 2021 if it didn't get any repairs. And don't worry, if you're flying American Airlines this holiday season, your flight should have a pilot now.
A scheduling glitch had left thousands of flights without a captain, co-pilot, or both between December 17th and December 31st at dozens of airports. The airline and the Allied Pilot Association had disagreed how to overcome the problem. American says the two sides have come together and all flights will operate as scheduled. American, the world's biggest airline, expects to operate more than 200,000 flights this month. I'm Bill Michaels.
Sports, the Wizards top Detroit 109-91. Columbus visits the Caps tonight. College hoops action, Virginia hosting Lehigh this afternoon. Traffic and weather's up next.
Ring in 2018 with WMAL at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. Join our very own Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnais at the WMAL New Year's Eve All-Inclusive Gala. Your party package includes hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your all-inclusive party package for two at WMAL.com/New Year. WMAL.com/New Year.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BullandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BullandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Attention investors. Protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
If your timeshare no longer fits your life, visit timeshareexitteam.com.
At 7:05 on your Saturday morning here on WMAL, we head into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Say good morning to James Stanley.
Yes, Steve, thank you, and good morning. A couple of new problems to tell you about just in the last 15, 20 minutes. We'll start in Virginia, westbound on 66 at 123. That's a stalled car in the far right lane. They're working now on getting that pushed over to the shoulder, though. That's a crash in Maryland 1. Both directions affected around Greenbelt. They're doing some alternating lane closures through there while they try and get that pushed over. Southbound on 301 near the 5 Merge in Brandywine, alternating lane closures. Same situation there with a disabled vehicle. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, headed to the low 50s. Some showers overnight, down to about 40. Clearing tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, 26 in Vienna, 29 in Gaithersburg, or 37 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. And AM 630.
And we do encourage you to make your donation to Fisher House. Right now, the number is 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, or you can donate online at WMAL.com. Not only cash donations, but you can donate your frequent flyer miles. Even 1,000 miles will make a difference. Now, if you've been getting those notes from some of the airlines saying, well, you know, you've only got 7,000 miles in your account, but if you'd like to buy, you know, another 18,000 miles for like $4,000, go ahead. Instead of doing that, why don't you donate them to Fisher House? And again, donate your frequent flyer miles. You can donate your hotel reward points. And, of course, you can make a donation in cash. 888-294-8560. We're going to be talking with Brian Gaughan in just a few minutes and talk with Brian a bit about the breadth and the scope and the services of Fisher House and how important it is and their global in their scope and service, and we'll talk with Brian shortly. You may have heard overnight that the Senate has passed the GOP tax bill. It was a 51-49 vote, the $1.5 trillion tax bill. Senator Bob Corker, the lone GOP holdout, no Democrats voting for the bill. We've been talking a lot about that this morning, but there have been other activities affecting Washington and the White House this week. And to get a perspective for us, John Gizzi is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, it's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Rick.
As the Mueller investigation continues on Friday, General Michael Flynn pleading guilty to a charge of lying to the FBI. John, you were at the White House on Friday. What was the mood after that announcement?
Well, the mood was that the Flynn plea hung over the White House Christmas party as if it were some kind of a storm, a dark cloud at the very least. For its part, the White House puts out statements always referring to General Flynn as a former Obama administration official. conveniently overlooking the fact President Obama fired him from the Pentagon and that he later signed up with Donald Trump, first as an advisor in the campaign and then very briefly as his first national security advisor. In any event, he is engaging in the old tactic of plea bargaining. He has pled guilty to lying to the FBI, something that George Papadopoulos, another Trump campaign advisor, has admitted to. Now, does this mean that they are promptly going to rat out a lot of high-level people from the Trump campaign, some of them in the administration? Not necessarily. It just means that they're trying to get something out of the way and that there's not even necessarily a quid pro quo. So no one knows really what General Flynn will do, and people who assume it simply don't know the fine art of plea bargaining. My guess is that the general will get a light suspended sentence of some kind, and he will say something that basically is tantamount to admitting he had inappropriate conversations with the Russians and did not own up to it. Will this touch the president and the high levels of the administration? We'll wait and find out.
John, we turn to Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State. Many media outlets had basically had him out the door, but different story from the president.
Certainly. In his now storied tweets, the president said on Friday morning that while he and Secretary Tillerson may disagree, the secretary was not going anywhere, they were working together, and almost as if he was showing a face of defiance to the press, the president had a luncheon meeting with Secretary Tillerson on Friday. This comes after CIA Director Mike Pompeo was virtually coronated as the new Secretary of State, and his successor at the CIA was supposed to be Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton. I might add that Tom Cotton, at 40, is the youngest U.S. senator and has only been in office 3 years now. Why he would want to give up a job that he's elected to and in return for something where he could be easily fired or replaced by a new administration is beyond me. In any event, the talk that Rex is an ex was put to rest by his boss, the president, on Friday.
John, it's as though these major news outlets have gone from writing the news to writing novels. It's just amazing.
Well, it's amazing, but remember something, and I speak as a White House reporter for nearly 20 years and someone who has covered American politics for nearly 40 years. The fact is, Rick, that a reporter is only as good as his or her sources. And when sources tend to confabulate and make something out that it really isn't, in this mad rush to meet the deadlines imposed by the 24-hour news cycle and beat everyone else, people will generally run and print what sounds a lot sexier than what is the absolute truth. It's like that closing line from The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. When Jimmy Stewart learns that he never really killed Liberty Valance, the town thug, and chief outlaw, this was done by a shot in the back, and he tells a reporter, this is the truth. The reporter said, I'm not going to print it. When you have a choice between the truth and a legend, you print the legend.
Why let the facts get in the way of a good story?
Exactly.
You mentioned the White House Christmas party, John. You were there, and the contention between the media and the president is day in and day out, except for yesterday?
I would say that's a very accurate statement. Anything that the president said at the Christmas party was off the record, but the Christmas party itself was certainly on the record. It was so wonderful, I'll share a little bit with people. Reporters, some of whom are the president's bitterest critics, and some of whom who have felt the lash of his Twitter feed, all came together with administration officials and celebrated Christmas early at the White House. What it meant was that there comes a time and a place when differences and clashes are put aside, and in their place comes punch, beautiful crash scenes, the music of the president's own marine band, beautiful Christmas trees, and reporters bringing their parents or their children, or in my case, my wife, to just say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, no matter who you are.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. You can follow John by going to Google and type in Gizzi on Politics. John, thank you very much.
Thank you for the early Christmas present, Rick.
Quarter after seven now on the Operation Fisher House Radiothon WMAL annual event, 888-294-8560 to make a donation right now. 888-294-8560 online. You can make that donation at WMAL.com. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley this morning.
Thank you, Rick. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, we're still watching some delays through Virginia, westbound on 66. This is right at Virginia 123, right at exit 60. We've got a right side blocked with a stalled car through there. They're waiting on a wrecker to show up. Maryland 301 southbound near the Brandywine exit. We've got a lane taken out there. That's a stalled car. And here in the district, that's still a crash being worked on South Capitol Street, outbound right around Frederick Douglass Bridge. They're down to just one single lane getting through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 52. Cloudy tomorrow, high 56. Some sunshine Monday, up to 55. Right now in Washington, 35. We're heading up to 52 this afternoon. 7:16 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Operation Fisher House Radiothon on WMAL, 888-294-8560. Such a wonderful organization providing such wonderful homes away from home for wounded service members and their families. And we're joined by Brian Gaughan. He's the VP of Community Relations for Fisher House Foundation. He is a Navy veteran aviator. His son is currently in the Navy as well, and we have gotten to know Brian well over the years in our annual events. Brian, it's great to have you with us this year.
Rick, it's great to talk to you. I mean, I remember when we used to do the call bank out of the WMAL spaces, and it was fun to just pop into you and show you the numbers, and I can't thank your listeners enough for the great work they're already doing this year.
Well, it's great work at Fisher House, and it's great support from our WMAL audience. And Brian, the neat thing about Fisher House is, you know, we've gone in, we've seen the Fisher Houses in action, we've seen the services provided, we've seen the smiles and the warmth and the families there. But you continue to expand. I think that's what's so neat is when a donation is made, there is a tangible. I mean, you what have how many houses that you're opening in the next several months?
That's a good question. We've got 72 houses today. Next week, we open a house at the VA down in Charleston, South Carolina, and we've got three more houses that will finish by the end of the first quarter of 2018, one up in West Haven, Connecticut, a second house down at Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi, and a house down at the brand-new VA down in Orlando. And then we've got three more houses that are under construction, a second house down in Tampa, a second house up in Elmendorf Air Force Base up in Alaska, and we're also building two houses right now in the Bronx. And then in 2018, we're getting ready to start three more houses, or three more sites, Palo Alto and Togus, Maine, and two houses in the VA in Cleveland. So your listeners are part of all of that.
Exactly. I mean, talk about seeing your dollars in action. I think that's just phenomenal, Brian. You know, the thing about Fisher House is it's personal for the people there. I mean, you've been at Fisher House for 7 years. You're a military family. Tell us a little bit about some of your colleagues there and their relationships to the military.
Well, you know, most of us are either former military or military spouses, or we've got a loved one that served, and so it's personal for all of us. In fact, right now, our receptionist, Mary Elizabeth, is deployed to Puerto Rico as part of the humanitarian relief. My own son was down there for a month. He's a helicopter pilot flying missions. And, you know, so most of us know someone in the service, or just the relationships we've built over the years with the families that we've that you've talked to on the air. And so, you know, we feel committed to this.
You know, one of the statistics we have is that a $10 donation can provide an entire overnight lodging cost. Tell us how far the dollars go. And you guys are so efficient at what you do there.
Well, you know, we try and keep, you know, our overhead, you know, low enough that 90% of every dollar goes to the mission. And, you know, that's a challenge. There is overhead, but we also recognize that people are entrusting us and we want to be good stewards with the money.
And you have all kinds of just the top ratings with all of the charity monitoring services, A pluses and five stars. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's not an accident. We're one of only three charities that has an A plus from Charity Watch. Of all the military charities they grade, you know, I mean, with 72 houses, 73 coming online, since we started, you know, back in the early 90s, we have helped over 305,000 families, saved them over $360 million in lodging. And early into 2018 here, we're going to go over 8 million nights of lodging that we've offered since Zach built that very first house.
Amazing. And again, if you could sum it up for us, I mean, we explain what Fisher House is, but we do have people that may not have, you know, been listening to a radiothon in the past, may not be totally familiar with it. And if you could just a quick summary of the services that Fisher House provides to our service members and their families.
Now, the first thing, for anybody that's ever spent the night in their car or in a hospital room because they couldn't afford, you know, a hotel room so they could be by their loved one, that's what these houses are for. We also have scholarship programs. We gave over $1.4 million to scholarships to children of active duty and retired military. We gave over $1.4 million in scholarships to children of the fallen and 100% disabled. And we gave millions of dollars worth of airline tickets through donated airline points from frequent flyer miles from people all across the country to help get families to the bedside of wounded warriors, and also give VA caregivers that are enrolled in the VA caregiver system respite flights so they could recharge their batteries when they're taking care of their long-term ill loved ones.
Wonderful services provided by the Fisher House Foundation. Brian Gaughan, Vice President, Community Relations for Fisher House. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thanks for all you do, Rick. Keep that number out there so folks can call, and keep up the great work.
You bet. Thank you, Brian. 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560. Volunteers are there staffing the phones right now. You can donate online at WMAL.com, and we got a very gracious donation from Military Prime Property and Sales. They donated $2,000 this morning, and they challenge all veteran-owned businesses to donate. Again, thank you for the $2,000 donation, Military Prime Property and Sales. We encourage you to donate right now. 888-294-8560.
Ever wonder why some real estate agents get their home sellers more money than others? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar. Sarah and Debbie have 6 proprietary resources that other realtors just don't have. It's absolutely a fact that these resources net sellers more money on average when they go with the Reynolds team. Listen, it does matter to you who you hire. Making the wrong choice could cost you thousands if you don't pick up the phone and call the Reynolds team right now. Sarah and Debbie are so confident they'll sell your home, they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar for the sale of your home, then I strongly recommend you call my friend Sarah and Debbie right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers. Call today. 844-344-SOLD.
At the Big Screen Store, the savings continue with the 7 days of Cyber Week, with the lowest prices of the year extended through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. It's the 7 days of Cyber Week. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
One size fits all has no place in your bedroom. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of Helix Sleep, and we know one mattress can't work for everyone. That's why we created the only mattress built for you. Go to helixsleep.com, take our 2-minute sleep quiz, and we'll build your custom mattress and ship it to you for free. Try it for 100 nights, and if it's not the best sleep you've ever had, we'll pick it up and give you your money back. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now, and we'll give you $50 towards your custom mattress. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Donate to your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
This is such a blow to investors. You
know, right now, breaking.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF by December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
Our new total, $256,898 in our annual Fisher House Radiothon. Again, we encourage you to make a donation right now, WMAL.com or 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560. A lot of attention being paid to that Alabama Senate race. Now, this is kind of interesting. They have released some of the campaign donation numbers. The fundraising reports filed yesterday, they show that Roy Moore is losing in the money race. Now, how badly is he losing? His Democratic opponent is Doug Jones. Doug Jones has raised $9.9 million since October 1st. Roy Moore has only raised $1.7 million. So Jones is outraising him 5-1. Latest polls show that Roy Moore has a 5-point lead.
varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. What they're doing with lasers these days is unbelievable. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics of America right now for your free consultation. Call 800-881-5252, 800-881-5252. That's 800-881-5252.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. They had to burn the midnight oil, but the Senate early this morning passed the tax reform bill by a 51-49 vote. Next up, House and Senate negotiators will be getting together.
The next step will be both chambers will have to reconcile their bills, which do have significant differences in various parts, but the framework of the two is the same. And if you talk to Republican officials at the White House, in the Senate, and the House, they believe the Senate was by far the biggest hurdle. They are on the right path. It's only just a matter of time.
That's correspondent Phil Mattingly. A teacher in Loudoun County is under arrest, with authorities saying she showed up to work yesterday drunk. 25-year-old Claire Butcher of Potomac Falls was taken into custody at Sterling Elementary School after an employee at the school called police, according to the sheriff's office. She's being charged with being drunk in public and possessing or drinking an alcoholic beverage on public school grounds during school hours. Hawaii tested its nuclear defense sirens for the first time since the Cold War, but somewhat disconcertingly, a lot of people said they didn't hear it.
Officials say they'll investigate whether the island chain's 385 sirens were loud enough. The sirens that were dusted off to warn people if there should ever be a nuclear attack from North Korea could barely be heard in the busy tourist area of Waikiki. The authorities say they'll also be checking to see if any of the sirens failed to operate as they should. The Hawaii Emergency Management Agency says early reports suggest the test went well, although they could get complaints later. I'm Jan Johnson.
Sports, the Wizards top Detroit 109-91. Columbus visiting the Caps tonight, in college hoops, number 18 Virginia in action this afternoon, hosting Lehigh. Traffic and weather comes your way next on WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Attention pain sufferers, a breakthrough in medicine is now here, and it's called regenerative medicine. This has helped many people stop using pain pills and opioids, and even save them from having surgery. Regenerative medicine stimulates your own body to heal itself. It's a simple in-office procedure that has people wondering why they weren't offered this option sooner. In the past, this treatment was reserved for professional athletes looking for a quick and effective healing process. Now you can benefit and receive this treatment right in your own backyard. If doctors are recommending surgery, but you're not ready to go that route, or if you're looking to eliminate your pain, have torn ligaments, tendons, arthritis, and worn down cartilage, then look no further. To learn more about this breakthrough procedure, call 410-216-9180 to register for the next Regenerative Medicine Seminar and see if you're a good candidate. Register for the next seminar now by calling 410-216-9180. That's 410-216-9180. And start living life again.
At 7:33, checking back in now with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, Steve, still not a lot going on this morning. It's relatively a slow start for a Saturday. South Capitol Street outbound right around Frederick Douglass Bridge. We still have just one single lane getting through there because of the crash. Police are directing you around it, though. It's light traffic this morning, so no big deal. Through Virginia, 66 westbound, right at Highway 123. There's a right shoulder block. They finally got that pushed over to the shoulder, so getting loaded up on a wrecker now should be gone in the next few minutes. Just onlooker delays at this point. And that's a crash on Highway 1 right around Greenbelt through Maryland. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy as we head to the low 50s today. Some showers overnight down to around 40. Tomorrow clearing up, highs in the mid-50s. We're at 38 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody has dreams.
fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single, except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
51 and a half. That's the age that Nielsen says we're least happy with our lives. Could be midlife. Maybe it's teenagers. Yeah, it's probably teenagers. But it's also the age where most people start thinking more seriously about retirement. You ask questions like, will Social Security even be there for me? Am I saving enough? Or what if I outlive my savings? Talk about stress. Well, here's some good news. Mark Zamperini and his team at the One-on-One Financial Group can help you work through those money questions that are keeping you up at night. He can show you how to build a stream of income you can never outlive. You know you've been putting it off. Isn't it time to start the conversation? Wouldn't you like to get rid of some of that stress? Call Mark Zamperini and the team at One-on-One Financial, 866-276-6611, 866-276-6611. And catch Mark every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 on the One-on-One Financial Radio Show.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Virginia and Maryland.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737, it's Operation Fisher House, our radiothon for 2017. 888-294-8560. You can call your donation right now. Call it at 888-294-8560, online at WMAL.com. And right now, we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA-trained intel operative, author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Always good to be on.
And, you know, the tests this week showing that North Korean missiles now could reach us in the nation's capital, warning sirens tested in Hawaii for the first time since the Cold War. How troubled are you at the latest progress from North Korea?
Well, I think we all need to be concerned because this is they have developed into a real threat. And this has been something that Hawaii is taking very seriously. Look, I'm not, I'll just lay it out there. I've spoken with a number of members of Congress, to include Tulsi Gabbard, the congressman from Hawaii, and I'm here to tell you that even though technically she's a progressive, her first concern is her people, and she is very concerned and trying to do everything she can to make sure that we work appropriately to start countering the North Korean threat. So I think anybody, no matter your political colors, needs to understand that this man has developed weapons which can actually in some form reach the United States. And my worry remains, Rick, something called EMP, electromagnetic pulse. You don't have to get too close to be able to do a strike and take out power grids and things like that. And the North Koreans know this. So we have to take this seriously. We have to consider now actions to push back. And that's going to be obviously the challenge that, we're going to face over the next year.
Now, some credible pundits are saying that we're actually preparing to take on North Korea, preparing for an attack. Are you hearing anything like that?
Well, look, we have to be prepared to be a lot more aggressive than they have. And I think the best clue to what you're saying, Rick, was by the president himself. He's been dealing with the Chinese regarding North Korean energy. And President Trump said, you know, if you don't shut it off, we will. And that's a pretty aggressive comment from the president. And it's not like, and I know we could do it. The question becomes political will. And we cannot sit back and allow this madman, since 1992, has been pushing forward. You know, this country has been pushing forward, and Un is the representation of the most aggressive form of any North Korean leader ever. So we cannot simply sit back and hope for the best.
I want to turn to General Flynn's guilty plea and a lot of attention paid to that yesterday in the news and where it may go next. But I thought some of the history was interesting in that Flynn was at DIA in the Obama administration, and major problems in the relationship between Flynn and the Obama administration. And I wonder how much that may have contributed to all of the attention that has been paid to Flynn during the transition period and, you know, the administration's eyes on him at the time. You know, it's almost like there might be a vendetta here.
Well, you've nailed it on the head, Rick. I mean, look, he told the truth to Congress. He broke ranks, Rick, and went and told Congress about Iraq and ISIS. If you recall, he was the first voice to say, hey, ISIS is bad. It's coming. Iraq's going to collapse like a cheap chair. And it did. And they resent him for that. Look, Mike Flynn is a Democrat. So we have to remember that this, again, was not a Republican or Democrat issue. This was one of national security over politics. And so when you then put Clapper and John Brennan into this, and look, I have direct knowledge about how they called him and fired him. I've been through the atmospherics of that meeting. And yeah, there's absolutely no, I was talking to someone who was the meeting with Jim Clapper, President-elect Trump and Mike Flynn in January. November of this time last year, November, December. And that first meeting in Trump Tower, I was told the daggers were just coming out of Jim Clapper's eyes and Mike Flynn. So, yes, I highly believe that all this stuff going on was politically motivated. And, I think it's something that really has been a shameful episode in the Obama administration's chapter, last chapter.
Well, Tony, it is our annual WMAL Fisher House Radiothon, and we are at 888-294-8560 to make donations, 888-294-8560 online at WMAL.com. And with your service in the military, I'm sure you're quite familiar with the services of Fisher House.
Oh, I am, and these people do amazing things. I mean, Rick, for the audience to understand, when someone is injured, they're brought back, they have to recover. Sometimes they spent months, if not years, and facilities such as Walter Reed and Bethesda, and they offer these families essentially a safe haven to help visit their loved ones. I mean, there's no more important thing than for someone's recovery to have family, and that's something the military doesn't always do well. It's not something that the military is really equipped to do. So Fisher House has been able to provide that comfort, that aid, that refuge for the family to come and stay without going bankrupt, for goodness sake. I mean, Rick, we're denizens of Washington. This is an expensive area. So when you're trying to hang out at Bethesda, Walter Reed, or here even near Fort Belvoir, it is very tough. So, no, they do God's work, and I think your audience ought to donate anything they can at this time of year to help them out.
Well, our audience can donate right now at 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560, and, of course, WMAL.com. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, London Center for Policy Research. Thank you, as always, Tony.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me.
You bet. 7:44 on the Saturday morning update / Fisher House Radiothon for this year. And James Stanley is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Yeah, Rick, thank you. Still have a little bit of a delay here in the district from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. South Capitol Street outbound at Frederick Douglass Bridge. Just one single lane getting through there. Police are directing you around the crash site, though. Looks like there were some injuries earlier. Chesapeake Bay Bridge down to two-way traffic eastbound span. That's a work zone through Maryland. Also through Maryland on Highway 1, both directions around Greenbelt. They've got some alternating lane closures through there because of a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for the weekend, it looks like it's going to be kind of cloudy with the high temperatures in the mid-50s for the weekend. We're even warmer early in the week. Tuesday will be up in the 60s, but from now through Tuesday, look for the highs today, 52. Sunday highs, 56. And on Monday, sunshine with the highs of 55. 35 outside right now, going to 52 this afternoon, 7:45 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We have been talking a lot about Fisher House this morning, and we hope that you will take the time to donate to Fisher House. Such a wonderful, wonderful service that they provide. And as Tony was talking about a few minutes ago, can you imagine the expense it would be to a family if they had to come to the Washington area and stay in a hotel and have to go out and buy breakfast, lunch, and dinner if they were here to visit a family member in the hospital? I mean, it is just amazing. The contribution that Fisher House makes. And we have a lot of special guests with us this morning, and it's an honor to be joined by Lusanda Sawyer. Now, she's the wife of electrician's mate for Henry Sawyer. Henry was initially paralyzed from the neck down from an athletic injury in 2010. And it's an honor to be joined by Lusanda Sawyer this morning. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's an honor to be here to join you guys this morning.
Well, tell us a little bit about your family, because, you know, you have a situation where you have children and you're at the Tampa Fisher House, but tell us about the family for starters.
Okay, well, me and my husband, we've been married for 14 years now, and we have four sons. So, and we're from Jacksonville, Florida.
So you have, at the time, you had two young boys. You were pregnant at the time when the injury took place. What kind of a stress would that have been on you without the help of Fisher House? I just can't imagine what it would have been like had they not been there for you.
It would have been really stressful, because we had to leave Jacksonville, and they sent him to the Tampa VA because they had a specialized spinal cord unit there. So I didn't have my mom. I didn't have my my support group with me. They were back in Jacksonville. So without the Fisher House, I would have been in a hotel with my two young sons. And at the time, I was going on 6 months pregnant with my third. So it would have been really uncomfortable. And my family would have been worried, because I'm the youngest daughter in my family. And without my mom and my father there to help me, and, you know, they would have been worried knowing that I'm staying in a hotel and not somewhere that's secure with their grandkids. So with the Fisher House, I was able to go in securely through a gate, you know, security gate with my sons, and have somewhere for them to lay down and, you know, call a home away from home. So it was really stress-free staying at the Fisher House for me, not just for me, but for my parents and for my family back home, Henry's family. And for Henry, while he was in the hospital, knowing that he couldn't get up and come see about us, it really helped him rest at night, knowing that I can stay at the Fisher House. And I was literally just a couple of steps away from the hospital and to his room, you know. So it really gave him a good night rest and, you know, allow him to focus on therapy and getting better so he can, you know, get back to playing that full-time role as dad, you know.
And tell us a little bit about the interaction with some of the other families there. I mean, were your children playing with their children, things like that?
Yeah, the Fisher House really helped us out, because some of the things that my kids do remember is like that big, they have at Tampa's Fisher House, they had this big room full of toys, like game board, like board games and different toys that they can get and get out and play with other kids. So it was a lot of other kids that were there, and moms and wives that were there that had kids and had their grandkids there. So my kids were able to come out and play with those kids. And my kids always remind me about Easter when we were there. Fisher House, we went out to have therapy, went out with my husband, and when we got back, Easter was on my mind, but I didn't prepare anything. But they had a big Easter basket for both of my kids, just saying happy, you know, Easter from the Fisher House. And it really had me overwhelmed, but my kids were so excited to dig into those baskets, and all the other kids were sharing what the Fisher House got for them and their Easter baskets. And that was just one of many things that the Fisher House, you know, done for me and my kids, just to make us feel welcome and to let us know we're just not staying at a hotel or at like a little, you know, it was really a family-oriented place that they did those little things and had food available when we wasn't expecting it, you know, having a long day of therapy. And my kids attended a VPK in school there because we were there for so long. We were there for 4 months. So they just had dinner, you know, it was volunteers that would come in and prepare dinner for the kids and, you know, just have letters set aside for the family and for the vets. You know, it was just so many different nuggets of just appreciation and gratitude to have us there. You know, we didn't feel like we were staying too long. At a hotel, they'll just make you feel like, okay, we've been seeing you over and over and over again. But at the Fisher House, it was really welcoming all the time.
Lusanda Sawyer, the wife of electrician's mate Henry Sawyer, please give him our best. And I want to thank your entire family for your service to the country. And thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us on, and I will do so.
Our pleasure. 888-294-8560 to make your donation to Fisher House right now. And you could just hear the difference it made for her entire family at Fisher House. And it's just such a great, great organization. 888-294-8560. You can make your donation to Fisher House right now online at WMAL.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click VirginiaFamilyChiropractic.com.
Wondering which 401k is right for you, Roth or traditional? Remember, you have choices when saving for retirement. Choosing wisely could make thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars difference for you down the road. Your financial advisor can help you decide which retirement savings vehicle works to your best advantage. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you with your retirement plan decisions.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Chamonix's Christmas and holiday season sale is here, and it's really mind-blowing. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing the brand-new Genucel Droopy Eyelid Treatment. Here's Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado. She says, I don't believe everything I hear. So I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day it works. Everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. Yes, all those saggy lines on your eyelids gone in just days. And now this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Plus, you'll also get Genucel 12-hour immediate effects, a second gift, free. Go to GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com or call 800-525-2720. But it gets better. Order in the next 20 minutes and get two more classics, Esotique RF Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum free. Call or click in the next 10 minutes, and express shipping is also free. That's five free gifts. Order now to get this GenuCell offer and your free gifts while supplies last. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to GenuCell.com. I wonder what you think.
This issue really, really riles me up.
What makes you guys right all the time?
You are spot on.
I agree with everything that last caller said.
That's correct.
Well, that's good to hear.
I have no problem with that.
Am I wrong to say?
Make your case. Make it proudly. Make it boldly.
Your show is unbelievably fabulous.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Where Washington comes to talk.
We just talk about it.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. It is great to have you with us on Operation Fisher House, our annual radiothon to benefit Fisher House. Joining us is Cheryl Atkison. She is the host of Full Measure. It is every Sunday morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock, and she is the author, of course, of The Smear. Cheryl, it is great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Big news this week, the acquittal of Jose Zarate, who shot and killed Kate Steinle in 2015 on a San Francisco pier. Now, Zarate had been deported five times and was wanted for a sixth deportation when Steinle was killed. This brings up, of course, the topic of border security. And Cheryl, you have done stories from the border. Tell us what you found on your most recent visit to the border.
Well, I wanted to do what I've done in Arizona, go to the Texas border and just see what's going on without spinning or preconceived notions. So I spent time with the men and women who protect the border and law enforcement in the Laredo sector. They're only separated there by the Rio Grande. They don't have a wall. They don't have a fence. And the Rio Grande in many places is very easy to cross. So one thing I learned is the technology shows a constant stream of illegal immigrants and drug traffickers crossing the river. But catching them is quite another matter because they disappear in the brush where they can't be seen, and these agents have to do the dangerous work of going in one by one to try to find them. Or they get into cars and speed off. We chased a group that we knew was there, but when they wouldn't pull over, the police and Border Patrol just finally let them go because they don't want a high-speed chase through populated areas. So very difficult and dangerous work, as people know, but they'll see it firsthand.
It's not as though the illegal immigrants, once they cross the border, just sort of disappear. I mean, there are real dangers for people who live near the border on the American side. I mean, there's a heavy threat of crime, isn't there?
Well, in some places, very heavy. You know, the ranchers have to carry guns when they go around on their drive around because they encounter so many illegal immigrants at times, drug traffickers breaking into their houses. But what's interesting is Laredo. I spoke to city officials, county sheriff's office, city police chief. They're very pro-border enforcement. They are not a sanctuary city in Laredo. And they said, you know, people think because we're 95% Hispanic and we share culture and family with the people in Mexico across the border that we're somehow sympathetic to the open border idea. But they say, you know, we know more than anybody how dangerous of an idea that could be. So I was surprised to find them talking so tough on border security there in Laredo.
Insurance and medical expenses just through the roof. When you look at the cost of treatment versus the cost of curing, in other words, is there more profit to be made if people are sick instead of actually being cured?
Yes, we're in fact interviewing an MD who wrote a book called An American Sickness, and she's talking about these bigger picture ideas beyond just Obamacare, what she thinks you know, she sees as being wrong with our system. And that's one of the things she brought up. She said, you know, corporations that come up with research for things like treatments and cures, they make a lot more money off treating something like diabetes than curing it. So their incentive is not to cure disease in many cases. It's simply to come up with treatments for chronic diseases. And that's sort of the American way. In fact, they have a fiduciary responsibility to do what's best for their company and their shareholders, not to do what's best for patients. So she says, don't make the mistake of even thinking your insurance company is working for you per se. They're actually working for the best interests of their company, pharmaceutical industry, all of them, she said, it's just alike, and that's a flaw. She sees it in our medical system.
Cheryl Atkison, the host of Full Measure. It's tomorrow morning at 10 on ABC 7. It's 7:58, and the WMAL annual Fisher House Radiothon continues until 7 o'clock. Now, special this afternoon. We will be at Pentagon City. Vince, Larry, and Chris will be at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City, broadcasting live between 4 and 7. So come out, make your donation in person, and say hi to Vince, Larry, and Chris. They are at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City. They will be in the food court this afternoon between 4 and 7. We encourage you to make a donation right now to Fisher House at 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. You can make the donation online. And, of course, a cash donation of $10 will provide an entire overnight lodging. You can also donate frequent flyer miles, your hotel reward points. Make your donation now to Fisher House at 888-294-8560. And our new total is $258,243. And thank you for your contributions.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL, a Cumulus station.